with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting President Trump is downplaying the sharing of Yemen attack plans to a group chat that included a journalist. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Democrats and Republicans alike criticized the incident as a serious national security breach, but the president called it the only glitch in 2 months of his administration. He claimed on NBC News that it didn't turn out to be a serious matter, and he expressed confidence in his national security advisor. Earlier this month, the editor-in-chief for The Atlantic received details of a U.S. military attack in a secure messaging app 2 hours before the airstrikes began. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Las Cruces, New Mexico police have shown video footage from a deadly New Mexico park shooting during an unauthorized car show over the weekend.
Authorities said the fatal shooting started after an altercation broke out between two groups at the gathering. Some of the at least 15 wounded were bystanders who weren't involved in the dispute between the two groups. Body camera footage showed a police officer tending to a victim who was caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, you're gonna be okay. I need you to calm down, okay?
Police Chief Jeremy Story in Las Cruces explains three people were killed.
And one thing I do want to say up front, too, this is not a traditional active shooter event where the motive or the motivation is to kill and injure as many people as you can, as quickly as you can.
Four people are facing murder charges, including three teenagers. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The gunman who killed 23 people in a racist attack at an El Paso Walmart in 2019 in one of the deadliest mass shootings in U.S. history has been offered a plea deal to avoid the death penalty. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 4 points, the Nasdaq rose 83, the S&P advanced 9. This is SRN News. Abortion and other issues are at stake in an upcoming Wisconsin election.
Next week, Wisconsin voters will cast ballots in the state Supreme Court race. It's a contest already breaking records as the most expensive judicial election in the nation's history. The winner of the election will determine whether the court remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Wisconsin's highest court is preparing to rule on a series of high-profile cases, including one involving an 1849 law that would effectively outlaw abortion. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A primary school in the United Kingdom is canceling its annual Easter service. The Christian Post reports the school cites respect for diversity as the reason behind the decision. That move has sparked significant backlash online, with critics labeling it disgraceful and accusing the school of eroding traditional celebrations. This is SRN News. Hit any potholes lately?
The American Society of Civil Engineers says the state of U.S. infrastructure has improved, although just a bit. The report card, released every 4 years, gives the country a C grade. While that may be mediocre, it's better than the string of D's and rare C minuses issued previously. However, the group warns that if more robust spending of recent years isn't maintained or even increased, recent gains could be lost, hiking costs over the long term. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Thieves took 8 Corvettes from the lot of a Kentucky automobile plant where the legendary muscle car is built. The cars were stolen from the GM Bowling Green Assembly Plant, the home of the Corvette since the early 1980s. Police say the cars were valued at $1.2 million. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.